We're up to Simin Tov Kuf Mem. We'll be doing the first three Si'ifim. Sif Aleph Binyin, actual building, Afila Kol Shehu, the smallest amount. Aser is Aser. In other words, to go bang a nail into the wall on Cholamoid is an Iser of Binyin, and it's Aser even though it's something small. The in Nifrats, there is a heter of Dover Avod, but let's see what the cases are. In Nifrats, Geder Ginaso, O Kosel Chatzeir, Shebeno Lechavero. If a gate that's not protecting you from the street, it's either a fence around a garden, a fence between your wall, your chatzer and someone else's. Boneu maise hedyet. So there, it's not a davar avod, it's sarach hamoed, it's mutter maise hedyet. You do something that is not professional and not for keeps. Dainu shemniach avonim zo al gav zo ve'eno toch betit. What you do is you just put stones one on the other. You don't put cement between them. And you allow the weight of the stones to keep them there. That's a temporary wall. Or you go put reeds there. You go ahead and put something there that is not really a full-fledged gate. V'chein, im osa maka lagag. The Mishnah Berurah brings a ritva that this maka is not something that you have a chi of doraisa on. The ritva shita is that to put a maka lagag gecho, if you have a roof that is used normally, and therefore is a chi of doraisa, to have a maka, he says that the chi of doraisa is going to be mater binyan doraisa on Cholamoid. Mishnah Berurah just says that no one else brings it down, but it is a ritva. There's a very interesting, a similar kind of halacha, where the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Sukkah says that you're allowed to do binyan da'araisa, you're allowed to drill holes in the wall for the sake of building a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. He brings a Beis Meir that says not like that, and the Mishnah Berurah argues with him, and says that the mitzvah da'araisa of sukkah is docha, when Chazal say you can build a sukkah kol Zion, included in that is binyan da'araisa. So the Ritva learns that this is talking about a roof that is not chayiv in a gag, chayiv in a mica. It's the kind of a roof that you only use occasionally. It's not the kind of place that people normally walk onto. So bonos a maisa hedyet, you build a maisa hedyet. Of course, it should not be something that's a sakana. You don't put something there that looks strong, and when people lean on it, chalila, they can fall down from. Aval kosel chotzer asamach l'rishus harabim shenofal. Whereas the wall to the rishus harabim, where if you do not have it there, there's a chash that people will come and steal from you. Your property is not safe. Boneu kedarko, that's dover ovud, and you can actually do construction. V'mayanota lipol, if it is dangerous, it looks like it's going to fall over. So stromi pnei asakonu voneu kedarko, you're allowed to knock it down and then build it up again because of a chash of gneva. Hagov afilo eino nota rak lechotzer olomovui moto leposcho mipnei asakonu velasa velevenoso. Even if it's not a rishus harabim, just a chotzer and a mavui, but there's a real sakana, you're allowed to build it. V'chein b'shar dvarim dikol meiches a sakana boneu v'sosro kedarkol. Anytime that there is a real chashash of sakana, so you're allowed to knock down a building on Chol HaMoed if necessary. In a case where there's no sakon in the wall, you just would like to make a more secure wall for ganavim, the halacha is you couldn't knock down a wall and then build up another one. Knocking down a wall is when there's a sakana. Building it up again is when there is a chashash of ganeva. So this halacha that all binyan is considered maleches uman, and we would only be matarit for dover ovud, which is a case of sakana, a case of gneva. This is a klal. We're going to see a little later when we go into it, and the Mishnah Berurah already brings down some of the halachas here. He says that tarring a roof is a maisa uman. Simply filling a hole with tar is a maisa hedyet, and we'll see a little later that you have to do it with some kind of shinui. Building a ladder, he says, depends what kind of ladder. A ladder that you're just taking, you take two sticks and then you put smaller sticks and knock them on, the way often they'll make a temporary ladder when they're working somewhere. That kind of thing, he says, is not a maisa uman. And that you're allowed to do letzorech hamoed. Whereas, even if it's not a davar avud, whereas building a nice ladder, the way a professional would build a ladder, is obviously maleches uman, and that would only be mutter for a davar avud. Sif beis mutter litl gavshushes shebebayis. They had dirt floors. What happens if you have a mound in the middle of the house? Even though on Shabbos that would be considered sol serbona chorish, if it's indoors, it's binyan estira. smoothing out the ground is considered binyan. On Cholamoid, there is no such iser. Why is it? Because there is no major tirche in it. That kind of malacha Chazal didn't answer, and you need it letzorech hamoed, so people shouldn't trip. Now, based on this, the poskim discuss what are the halachas of washing floors on Cholamoid. Washing floors on Cholamoid are mutter. Polishing a floor in the way one does, like twice a year for Pesach and Rosh Hashanah, perhaps, that kind of cleaning is considered a tircha, and that is not permissible. So you can't do floor scraping on Cholamoid. But simply washing the floors and putting some wax on it the way you do regularly, that would be mutter. If it's a tzarech hamod, you want the floor to be clean on Yontif, and especially because on Yontif itself, the floors often get filthy, and you want it clean for the rest of Cholamoid. Siv Gimel, stokim shebegag. What happens if you have a split somewhere in the roof, and you're afraid that the rain may end up getting down there? Mutter l'sosman, you're allowed to put tar in there, but how do you sosim it? Biyad uberegel. You have to do it with a shinui. Avalo bekli umnes. You cannot use professional tools for that. The Mishnah Berurah brings that this is all talk. This is a malacha gemura that has torah, and therefore it needs a shinui. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is talking about where it's not raining into your house yet. If it's raining into your house, that is the greatest davar avod. You're allowed to call a professional, a roofer, and let him just fix it. There's no iser in that altogether. So this would be a case where you just have the fear that it may start raining in.